So thina esikujabulela kuphela ukuthi abantu bethu akade bephakathi enkantolo bazokwazi ukuthi baphume bayehlangana lemdeni yabo bathole inkululeko yabo. Kodwa kwezepolitiki siyazi ukuthi lokho-ke uhulumeni usibeke isikhupha, akula lutho lutheni alusolvileyo uhulumeni, usazoqhubeka futhi ebabopha abantu ngoba yena uvele usasele score asiamele ukuthi asisekle enguhulumeni. So siyakujabulela lokho, kodwa siwubona ngelinye ilihlo ngoba siyazi ukuthi le i-revolution njalo i-struggle isaqhubeka siya phambili. Akubuyele emuva ikho singakusho, njalo asihlehli, basazoboshwa abantu beboshwa, kuqhubeka kusiya phambili ngoba ayikho inkululeko eyake yeza kungazange kube nokuhlukumezeka okufana nalokhu. Kodwa-ke sithi abethu kade besenkantolo hhayi abaqini baye phambili, bangaze besabuyela emuva ngoba uhambo luseselude kakhulu.
Sizwa kuthiwa belilomkhankaso wokutshengisela enkundleni zokuxhumana ebulenjini. Ungasitshela ukuthi lo mkhankaso ungaba uphathisile na ukuthi kuthathwe isinqumo sokukhulula amalunga ebandla leni?
Umkhankaso wethu ube yimpumelelo ngoba uhambile, noma abantu besayesaba abaningi ukuthi bavele egcekeni bakhulume, kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi-ke abantu bazogcina bekhuluma. Kodwa khonokhu okwenziweyo emphakathini, abantu basebenzile kubo-Twitter, basebenzile kubo-Facebook, basho amazwi, baphikisa abaphikisayo, kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi-ke udaba lufikile kuhulumeni. Kanti njalo-ke na ne-interview eyenzakale ebulembini la u-Ezra Chiso Sibanda ekhulumisana lo mongameli uMqondisi Moyo, nakhona kuveza amaqiniso amaningi mhlawumbe uhulumeni ade ucabanga ukuthi abantu beke bawazi ngezehlakalo ezenzakalayo. Nakhonokhu ukuthi kubonisa ukuthi uhulumeni lo locuku umuntu aze ehlale esigangeni kubonwe ngumhlaba wonke, abantu bakusola kakhulu.